Welcome to another exciting episode with me, Carmel Fisher, where we bring you all the information and nuggets of wisdom from some of our thriving companies so that you can do your due diligence as you navigate the volatile markets as we currently see them. With me today, I have Greg Campbell, all the way from Newton Golf Company. Greg, welcome. Just reminding our audience that you are on the NASDAQ trading as NWTG. Very excited to have you, Greg. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Awesome. As a start, just remind our viewers what Newton Golf Company focuses on in terms of mission and vision.
Sure. So Newton Golf Company is a golf equipment company, but I like to think of it as a technology company because at our core, we have truly technically differentiated products. In fact, that's why we rebranded the company. It was originally called Sax Parente Golf Company to Newton Golf Company after Sir Isaac Newton, who's known as the father of physics, because in all of our products, it's physics first, not gimmicks. And that's what really differentiates us from the rest of the industry.
Interesting. I was going to ask if there was any correlation between the Newtons there, but thanks for clarifying. So jumping straight into a remarkable milestone that we've just seen with your very big year-over-year revenue growth in 2024, looking at a delivery of 887% in terms of that revenue growth. What were the key drivers, Greg? And then how do you see that remaining sustainable throughout 2025?
Well, okay, here. So, pun not intended. The biggest driver is the introduction of our driver shaft, the Newton Motion driver shaft, a really differentiated product. And that's what's driven most of the revenue growth in calendar 2024. But there's a couple of other drivers too. I mentioned the rebranding of the company and building that brand through an omni-channel marketing strategy where we've done paid television advertising, we've paid social media advertising, Google advertising, Amazon advertising. We're building distribution channels. We're building multiple channels for both selling the brand, promoting the brand, but also building a diverse revenue stream. So that was another key driver for the growth this last year.
Wonderful. And so I think you've touched on some efficiencies, obviously, and specifically operational changes. Is there anything else you can recommend or highlight that contributed to the improved gross margin increase from 67% for the year and then 73% in Q4?
Sure. So the great thing about manufacturing and volume is that as you increase the volume, your cost per unit goes down. And there's three major components of cost. One is the material cost, which is about 30% of the cost. And it's pretty linear. So if I have 10,000 shafts, it's 10,000 times that unit cost. If I have 20,000 shafts a quarter, then it's 20,000 times that unit cost. But the building that you manufacture in and all the utilities and insurance and all that kind of stuff is fixed. And so if I go from 10,000 shafts per quarter to 20,000 shafts per quarter, that contribution halves. And with labor, you don't need to double the labor in order to double the volume. So maybe go up 10% instead of 200%. And so the increased volume gives a much lower cost per unit. And that's why our gross margin is improving. Our target gross margin for 2025 is 80%.
Wonderful. Looking at Newton Motion Shaft that was in play on the PGA Tour of the Champions, etc. There were 30 players that put that Newton Motion Shaft in play with a major win by Doug Barron, as I've read. Now, how are you thinking
Correct.
about the path to broader adoption on the PGA and LPGA tours?
Yeah, great question. And I skipped that out as a driver because I anticipated you might ask about the tour. We think the tour has been a key part of our success in validating the technology. I mean, these are guys that were very successful on the PGA Tour when they were under 50. And now that they're over 50, they're having great success on the Champions Tour. And so they're very, very particular about the type of equipment they use. They're looking for any advantage they can get. And so we were very successful early on with the first player that took the Newton Motion Shaft, which was Ken Duke. In fact, his father-in-law told me at the PGA show that we saved his career because he was getting up there a little bit and he wasn't able to reach the par fives and two, whereas some of the other guys were easily doing that. And by giving him extra distance, we really helped him have much more success in the on the Champions Tour. And from his success, it sort of organically grew. And now, as you said, we have over 34 players on the Champions Tour switched from their existing shaft to the new motion shaft. Now, a key part of that, and it leads into your question about broadening,
Right.
is that you need to have a tour presence. And so throughout all of 2024 season, we had our founder, Aki, at every tour event with his quad, his ability to rebuild shafts in the equipment truck, and service the needs of all the tour players. In calendar 25, we broadened. So we brought on two more tour reps, and now we're on the LPGA tour and the big PGA tour in addition to the Champions Tour.
So this leads me to the next question about product launches that we saw in 2024. Highlight some of those models and the shaft line, the fast motion shaft line. Speak to us more about that and then tell us how they're performing so far.
Sure. So as I mentioned at the very beginning, the biggest driver of revenue growth in 2024 was the new Motion driver shaft, which we actually introduced right at the tail end of 2023. About April or so, we introduced a fairway wood Newton Motion shaft. So for 3 wood, 5 wood, and 7 wood. We've just recently got those in Club Champion stores. So Ch Club Champion has all of our driver shafts. We just recently put the fairway wood shafts in the Club Champion stores. But we're having really good success with the fairway wood shafts. The nice thing about that is it doubles the number or triples the number of shafts you have in a bag. And we find that when people make the initial decision to go with the Newton driver shaft, motion driver shaft, it's an easy conversion to get them to try the fairway wood shafts. So those are really starting to build momentum. Before I switch to putters, let me talk about the fast motion because you talked about that. So at the PGA show, we introduced the fast motion shaft line. It's very similar technology to the Newton motion line, except for the fact that it's lighter. So at each flex, and we use a dot system, so 1 dot, 2 dot, all the way up to 6 dot, we've made that shaft 10 grams lighter. And we've done that by changing the modulus of the carbon fiber that we use in the shaft construction. What this does is, particularly for senior golfers or female golfers, but surprisingly, even male collegiate golfers, they like a lighter shaft. They can swing it faster, which is why we call it a fast motion shaft. So we're going to launch that formally and start taking orders May 1 of 2025. And we have high hopes for that as a product. And then we also introduced a whole new line of putters under the Gravity brand. So Sir Isaac Newton discovered gravity. He also developed the laws of motion. So our shafts are called Motion and our putters are called Gravity. And gravity is your friend when you're putting, and our putters allow you to let gravity give you better tempo and better distance control. And the head design utilizing center of gravity allows you to put the ball on a line a lot more accurately with better forward spin and no side spin. So we have high hopes for the gravity putter line. And then we have a number of other new products in the pipeline. I can't say when we're going to introduce those yet because we're not fully sure. But our goal is to have, hybrid shaft, iron shafts, wedge shafts. Pretty much every club in your bag, we think eventually is going to go all carbon fiber. And we want to be the shaft in your bag on every club.
Interesting. And is that something we can look forward to within 2025?
Yeah, I think you'll see some of that in 2025. I just don't have hard dates yet.
No problem at all. Talk to us a little bit before we close off into my final question, but just ahead of that, tell us more about your competitive landscape. Is there any insight you can provide to that and how Newton Golf Company stays ahead?
Yeah, so our big competitors are Fujikura. We have the Ventus line of shafts, a Japanese company, but they manufacture in China. So hello tariffs.
Right.
And then the other one is Graphite Design, which is also a Japanese company, and they manufacture in China. And the third one is Mitsubishi Denze, and they are also a Japanese company who manufactures in China. So we think we have a better core technology with our elongated bend profile, which allows the golfer to more easily store energy in the shaft and release that energy out of the shaft when he releases the club head. And that results in better energy transfer to the ball, which gives you a longer distance and a tighter dispersion, so less left to right. And so all of our designs are aimed at that, whether it's going to be hybrid shaft or iron shafts. And so we think we can be a differentiator at all the different shafts.
So definitely also a timing thing that may work very strongly in your favor as these tariffs get underway. But looking ahead now, Newton Golf has given guidance for around $6.5 to $7 million in revenue for
Correct.
2025.
Yes.
What makes you so confident that you'll hit that range, and where do you see the biggest growth opportunities lying this year?
Yeah, good question. And we didn't normally give guidance before because we weren't really sure. But
Right.
as we closed out 24 and we started into the first quarter of 25, we have really good momentum. And our digital marketing is really proving out. So we have pretty predictable return on ad spends, and we have the budget necessary to get to that revenue number. And as I said earlier, the other distribution channels we're starting to build out, and we're starting to fire the engine on all the cylinders. So that gave us the confidence to predict a doubling of revenue in 25 over 24.
Awesome. If there's just three things investors should take away from this conversation, what would you highlight those as?
I would say we're growing quickly. Our margins are improving. We're extremely undervalued. If you look at our stock price times the number of shares outstanding, I think we're extremely undervalued, and I think we're a tremendous investment opportunity.
Wonderful. And you heard it first here with me, Kamal Fisher. This is Greg Campbell, CEO of Newton Golf Company. Thank you so much, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Brought to you, as always, by The Harvest Podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts.